It's only since last year that Lebanon issued legislation facilitating offshore oil drilling. The complex political system in Lebanon and the many crises blocked the way, says Valerie Marcel, an oil specialist with Chatham House in London.
Lebanon has been very much delayed in starting getting to its first steps of developing its gas. It was the opening of its offshore was delayed by political paralysis. The key documents, the key legislative documents, were not approved by the cabinet, and it was the object of some political wrangling. And then finally things have started to fall into place, and now we're moving at a quite good rhythm, a good pace. So I think the intention is really to catch up with Cyprus and catch up with Israel and not be left behind.
Israel and Cyprus are also involved in oil exploration in the area, but Lebanon and Israel have a difficult relationship. How does this affect the exploration of natural resources in their coastal area? Well, the major problem is that Lebanon does not recognize Israel as a state, and so it is impossible to come to an international agreement. There is a triangular area of about 850 square kilometers that Lebanon and Israel dispute, and exactly this area is supposed to be potentially rich in oil and gas reserves. But Total and the other members of the consortium, the Italian Eni, and the Russian Novatek decided not to drill in the disputed area.
Initially, after the award of the contract, there was a bit of uncertainty about what the consortium planned for its drilling, whether it would be encroaching on that disputed area. But in fact, they clarified more recently that they were going to be staying well clear of the disputed area, and that the more interesting prospect on that block was kilometers away. So that reduces very much the risk of tension with Israel.
Apart from territorial disputes, is Lebanon ready to plunge itself into the world of oil exploration? Well, that's far from clear. Lebanon doesn't have its own national petroleum company, says Hilal Kashan, an analyst at the American University of Beirut, and it goes further than that.
The big question is, will the Lebanese be able to establish a national sovereign fund in order to invest the gas money? This is the question. Given the nature of Lebanon's fragmented the political system and its lack of accountability, this seems to be a big challenge.
Another problem is that because oil and gas reserves are not proven yet in that area, the consortium is taking a big risk with investing there. So even though exact figures are not disclosed, we know that the petroleum sharing agreement between the government of Lebanon and the oil companies doesn't look very good for Beirut, at least on paper, says Francis Perrin, an oil analyst with the OCP Policy Center in Rabat.
In Lebanon, you have some criticism saying the terms are too favorable for the oil companies. The country will not earn enough money if there are oil and gas discoveries. But of course, the Lebanese government wanted to attract these investors. And we may see that, in fact, there were not a lot of investors. Apart from the consortium comprising Total, which was awarded two offshore blocks, you did not have any other company or consortium which participated in this international bid round. So it's clear that the relationship between the oil industry and the Lebanese government is not much in favor of the Lebanese government.
But others in Lebanon have high hopes, speculating that if oil is found and production is underway, it could give the country's economy a boost of up to 50 billion euro per year. And that would come in handy for a country of which the economy is under tremendous strain as a result of the refugee crisis caused by the war in next-door Syria.